$3,000 for a Donruss Mac Jones? Come on, man. Welcome back to another Data Dive. My name is Tyler Nethercott, better known as Teapot. The Patriots are 9-4 and have taken the AFC East and the NFL by storm this season. And this week's topic is their brand new quarterback, the hottest rookie in the NFL this year, Mac Jones. With just four games left in the regular season, Jones is the odds-on favorite at minus 500 to win the Rookie of the Year award. And his card prices are straight up absurd. His card prices are so absurd that he would have to be the next Tom Brady for them to make any sense. So is Mac Jones the next Tom Brady? No way. Is he even New England's quarterback of the future? I'm not actually sold on that. I think Mac Jones is a game manager. Don't believe me? Let's data dive.
This episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay is here for the card collectors with a trick for every trade, like advanced tools for price guide checking with the price guide beta within the eBay app, and up to 50% faster listing with image scan. Learn how collecting just got smarter at ebay.com/tradinghub.
Okay, so what I've got here is I've basically put together Mac Jones' prorated statistics, his stats based on what would be a 16-game season. And I do 16 even though this year is 17, just because we're going to look at some other players and kind of want to compare apples to apples. So if we look at this, Mac Jones, he's at on pace for 3,500 yards, which would make him 19th in the NFL this season amongst all quarterbacks. Really solid completion percentage at 70.3%, which is good for third in the NFL. Touchdowns projected at 20. Which would put him at 18th, and then interceptions at 10, sacks at 30, yards per attempt pretty solid at 7.5, and a really good passer rating for a rookie quarterback at 97.0, which would be good for 11th in the NFL. So overall, if this is your rookie quarterback, you're not unhappy. You're pretty happy with this performance. I'd be happy if the Lions drafted a guy and he did this in his rookie year. Not bad for a rookie campaign. But is it actually very impressive? Does it warrant the prices that people are paying for his card so far and the hype and the attention around him? Let's take a look at another quarterback, another guy who was in his first season with the New England Patriots, who had some really similar performance. Remember Matt Castle? Remember Matt Castle? Back with the Patriots? Now, he wasn't a rookie when he took over after Tom Brady got injured. He was actually in his fourth season when he took over for Brady after that devastating injury. And yet, if we look at these statistics, the Patriots that season went 11-5. Matt Castle's Patriots would be on pace for 11-5 in a 16-game season. The Patriots in Castle's year had the number 8 ranked team defense. The Patriots this season with Mac Jones have the number 1 ranked defense. Obviously, that's going to help your record substantially. And if we look at the rest of their statistics, they're very, very similar. Castle with the slight edge on yards, completion percentage definitely goes to Mac Jones. Touchdowns to Castle, interceptions by a hair to Mac Jones, and you can kind of work down the list. And overall, the passer rating at 97 is better than 89, which Castle had in that first season with the Patriots. But remember how much success Matt Castle went on to have after this, after he got traded to the Chiefs by the Patriots? He had that great season with the Patriots filling in for Brady. Belichick capitalized and made him a trade chip and traded him to my Chiefs, and he was amazing. Do you remember that? No, he wasn't amazing. He wasn't an amazing quarterback. He was a quarterback that had an amazing defense behind him with an amazing play caller in Bill Belichick, using him in the right way and scheming properly so that the Patriots could have success. And when he went over to the Chiefs, he didn't have the same level of success. And I would wonder and ask the same questions in this case about Mac Jones. So, another thing we can do here, I want to go and look at some of the best rookie seasons, or let's call them first year seasons, since I've got Mahomes on here, who technically didn't really play his rookie season. And I've pulled up these statistics just to compare, again, apples to apples based on what would be a 16 game season. And you can see these aren't necessarily in any order, although, you know, if you were to stack these up, maybe they're kind of close. I'd probably move RG3 up a little bit higher on this list with that phenomenal rookie campaign that he had. But look at the statistics, and what you'll see is if you work down the list, you're gonna see one of two things. Either a ton of passing yards, 5,000, 4,600, 4,000 passing yards, or you're gonna see a lower number of passing yards, and a lot of rushing yards. And in this case with Newton, he threw for 4,000 and rushed for 706. You got RG3 who threw for 3,400, but he rushed for almost 900 yards and 8 touchdowns. Compare all of these statistics to what Mac Jones is on pace for this season, and you can see that this is why I'm saying Mac Jones is much more of a game manager than he is an all-star, all-pro caliber quarterback. In fact, Mac Jones is putting up numbers that would be similar to like what Ryan Tannehill has done with the Tennessee Titans. Tannehill has put up really solid numbers. I think, you know, 2 seasons in a row, he might have had the best passer rating in the NFL, or he was in the top, you know, 3 or 4. And Tannehill doesn't get a lot of hobby love. Tannehill isn't exactly the most popular guy. In fact, his cards are relatively inexpensive for the success that he's had in his career. So what if we keep going and we look at all of the rookie of the year, offensive rookie of the year winners for the last 10 seasons? I think you could argue that Mac Jones is on pace for having potentially the most unimpressive rookie of the year award-winning season of any quarterback since Sam Bradford back in 2011. And you can just glance at these statistics. I won't belabor the point here, but you know, obviously this list is mostly quarterbacks, and then we have Odell Beckham Jr. as the one wide receiver on here, and a handful of running backs. Saquon had an incredible rookie season with over 2,000 yards and 15 touchdowns. Kamara had like 1,500 yards and 13 touchdowns, and so on down the list. The one that I highlighted here is Todd Gurley. He didn't necessarily, you know, blow the barn doors off. He had 10 touchdowns and he had about 1,300 yards, which is a really good season for a running back, but it's not incredible like some of these other statistics. I really think you have to go back to Sam Bradford at just 3,500 yards, 18 touchdowns and 15 interceptions, and really no rushing yards or touchdowns like Mac Jones. And these statistics are very similar, with Jones just taking better care of the ball. And that remains to be seen, because there's still 3 games left in the regular season to get to 16. He could throw several picks between now and then. So these are the comparisons that I wanted to make to kind of demonstrate that it looks like Mac Jones is much more of a game manager fitting into a system with the Patriots and having success than actually being the next great quarterback, or even necessarily being the next quarterback that Bill Belichick is going to want to stick with. So let's jump over and look at some of the other data in Market Movers with our popular card charts. So what I've done here, first of all, is I've pulled up Mac Jones' Donruss base card PSA 10 since really the last 30 days, back since November when this card kind of first hit the market and then started to go crazy. And obviously, it's really hard to know if these sales on eBay for $3,000 were legitimate sales. I can't bring myself to really believe that they are, but my team and I, we researched these sales. There's no evidence that they didn't really sell. There's no relisting of the item on eBay. We obviously investigated that, and it looks like they sold. It looks like they were paid for. If somebody really paid that amount of money for that card, I really feel bad for them. Either they have a lot of money and just desperately wanted it right away, or that was a really huge mistake, because even in the last 30 days, you can see this card has seen volatility, and now it's trending down, 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 down. Even still now, at its most recent transaction, at $418, that's absurd. That's still an absurd price for a Donruss base card, a mass-produced base card. And now, if I turn on, I want to compare. I'm actually going to switch over to last average sale price, and I'm going to toggle some of these other players on. So Dak Prescott, this is his PSA 10 Donruss base card. And it's population 1,300. What do you think the population of Mac Jones' PSA 10 Donruss base card 5 years later is going to be? It's already 458. It's already 458. And this is with PSA having been largely closed and people having to submit at Super Express or Express prices. Turn on Justin Herbert's. He's at pop 2,800. We know that Panini produced more Donruss this year than they did last year. And Justin Herbert's actually around $142. Let's turn on Kyler Murray, who's at 4,059. So if we're thinking year over year, it's probably going to be a much higher print run than that. And Kyler's down at $110.57. So Mac Jones, more than double the price still on his Donruss base card than any of these more proven quarterbacks who had better rookie seasons, who have had more success. And let's turn on one last one here. Tom Brady's 2000 Pacific Paramount. And I did a PSA 9, because obviously the PSA 10s for Brady are going to be really expensive. But this PSA 9, pop 452, is hovering around the same price for Tom Brady rookie card as the Mac Jones PSA 10 Donruss base card. Tell me which one you would rather have. Tell me which one has more potential over time. This makes absolutely no sense. Let's keep looking at a few more charts. So what I did here, just for comparison's sake, is I pulled up Justin Herbert's Donruss base card last year, right as it hit the market, to see what happened. What happened with the prices on this card? And it started out at around $200, not $2,000, $200. And it didn't go up to $3,000. It peaked at $400, which is still cheaper than Mac Jones Prism, or rather Donruss base card PSA 10 right now. And it's, you know, continued to go down to where it was today when we saw that chart. If I go to the last 7 days, for example, what we saw was that this card came down to $144 where it is today. So why are people paying this money for Mac Jones cards? Is it shill bidding? Are they fake transactions? Is it market manipulation? You have to be really careful with this kind of stuff and not get caught in this trap. Last chart I want to look at. I just pulled up for another example, the Mac Jones certified base card, and it's numbered to 399. You've got Joe Burrow, you know, here, last average sale price, $50. You've got Justin Herbert, last average sale price raw, $20. You've got Mac Jones, last average sale price, $275. So if you're holding those cards, now is definitely the time to sell that card because it can only go down from here. Now, if there's one thing we know about Bill Belichick, it's that he values winning over everything else. Winning always comes before loyalty. Winning is what will secure his legacy, and he knows he needs to do that without Tom Brady to solidify his own historical relevance. So would it shock anybody if Bill Belichick had a chance to deal Mac Jones in a trade for a proven veteran like Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, or even somebody like Matt Ryan? Do you believe that if Mac Jones were on the Jaguars this year and Trevor Lawrence were on the Patriots, that we would still be talking about Mac Jones? Or if Mac Jones were on the New York Jets, would we still be talking about Mac Jones? I really, really don't think so. A guy like Justin Herbert, probably. A guy like Kyler Murray, probably. A guy like Patrick Mahomes, definitely. But Mac Jones, I'm not so sure. I think Jones is in the most favorable position of any rookie quarterback in a long time. Number one overall team defense, number nine rushing offense, and offensive scheming, which gets him 2, maybe 3 reads deep, and then the ball is out. That's it. So, what do you think of Mac Jones? Is he New England's quarterback of the future? Is he a future MVP winner, Super Bowl champion, Hall of Famer? I haven't seen anything to warrant that kind of talk. Let me know down in the comments. Now, as always, these charts and this data came from Market Movers, the largest vetted sports card pricing database out there, with over 360,000 cards and new features being added monthly. Visit marketmoversapp.com for more information. Thanks for watching, and until next time, happy investing.